With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting dueling visits to the U.S.-Mexico border between President Biden and former President Trump today. Mr. Biden was in Brownsville, Texas, where he says the Border Patrol needs more help.
They desperately need more resources. Say it again, they desperately need more resources. Need more agents, more officers, more judges, more equipment in order to secure our border. Folks, it's time for us to move on this. We can't wait any longer.
While former President Trump was in Eagles Pass, Texas, listing several recent killings that involved migrants in the country illegally, including last week's death of a Georgia nursing student.
Horrible. Crooked Joe is the blood of countless innocent victims. It's so many stories to tell, so many horrible stories.
Immigration has emerged as a central issue in the 2024 presidential campaign, which is widely expected to be a Biden-Trump rematch. And each is seeking to use the border problems to their political advantage. A federal judge has held veteran investigative reporter Catherine Herridge in civil contempt for refusing to divulge her sources for a series of Fox News stories about a Chinese-American scientist who was investigated by the FBI but never charged. U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper in Washington imposed a fine of $800 per day until Herridge complies. But the fine will not go into effect immediately to give her time to appeal. Authorities say a court employee and a police officer were fatally shot Thursday after the court process server tried to serve an eviction notice at a home in Missouri. Police say a second officer was critically injured but is expected to survive. Independence Police Chief Adam Dustman says two officers were met with gunfire while coming to the aid of Drexel Mack, the man who had been trying to serve the eviction notice. On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points. This is SRN News. America is becoming two separate countries when it comes to abortion.
A new study conducted for the advocacy group Society of Family Planning finds 14 states are enforcing a ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, and those states have hardly obtained any through the health care system. But there are more abortions in several other states and far more abortion pills prescribed through telehealth, including some for women who live in states with deep restrictions. I'm Julie Walker.
The Utah House has killed a bill that would have banned teachers from using their position to promote or disparage certain beliefs. That means Utah teachers will be free to display LGBT flags and other social, political, or religious imagery. The Republican-led chamber shot down the proposal over its vague language, and critics warn that First Amendment lawsuits could follow. This is SRN News. The leader of Hamas is capitalizing on the number of Palestinians killed so far in the war with Israel. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Large numbers of dead Gaza civilians are not without benefit to the cause. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that terrorist Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar told his cohort to negotiate a ceasefire that heavy civilian losses generate sympathy for Israel's enemies within the international community. Seeing the strategic and tactical benefits of collateral damage, it becomes a simple matter to justify non-combatants, including young children, as human shields. During the Israel-Hamas war, thousands of Gazans have died as Israel tries unconvincingly to destroy Hamas. The Wall Street Journal predicts that once the war ends, Sinwar himself will surface and claim victory for the Palestinians. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.